Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Godfrey Spence. How are you, Godfrey?
Okay, thanks, Chris.
Excellent. We're going to crack on with the level three, and we've been talking so far about some of the differences in the eyes and the nose. We've talked about primary tertiaries, we've talked about youthful developing, fully developed, past its best, we've done. So we're moving on to the palate here. Sweetness. Dry, off dry. They've got this medium sweet and then sweet. So they've put in a couple of extra levels in there.
Well, luscious, of course, at the far end is for our Rutherglen Muscats and our PXs and so on. And usually that's not just a question of actual sugar, although these are obviously
insane,
very high sugar levels. But it's also all about texture. You know, luscious wines are the thick, gooey ones, like Rutherglen and PX.
Yeah. So they're quite heavy and we call them stickies, but they're actually sticky on the mouth.
Yes. There's always an argument between medium dry and medium sweet. Mm-hmm. Where do you draw the line?
Yeah.
If you think about the supermarket wines, the white wines are quite often graded on a scale of 1 to 9 of sweetness.
Yeah.
1 being dry, so Chablis, Muscadets, etc. 9 being Sauternes, Tokaj at the other end. So if you work on that scale, something that's sort of about a 4, so a German Riesling Cabernet from the Mosel is probably medium dry, whereas an Auslese would be medium sweet.
Mm.
Not as sweet as Sauternes or Tokaj, but probably sweeter than the classic Cabernet.
Sometimes if you've got a wine that's got a bit of residual sugar in it, and you've got a lot of acidity, the acidity will hide that sugar.
Absolutely.
So if you've got a wine that's really fresh, but it's still got a lot of richness from it, and it's maybe not the alcohol, then maybe that's an example of maybe a medium dry wine, perhaps where there's not enough sugar to really dominate the acidity, but it's enough to give the textural feel that you need for it.
To be honest, it's not actually that being a part of the market anymore. As we were saying earlier, the medium wines seem to have predominantly disappeared. You know, they're still there, but 20 years ago, 30 years ago, we drank far more German wine in this country, and it was all the Lieblich style. So whether something was medium dry or medium sweet actually was really quite important.
Yeah.
Nowadays, when was the last time you had a medium sweet wine?
It would have been in the last couple of weeks, but you can't remember. We've got acidity, but that's just adding another medium minus medium plus.
Yes, it's just putting a finer point on the scale.
Yeah.
The only difference on the palate, two differences. One is we put in alcohol.
But other observations, because
we've got other observations.
So things like, you can add things like austere, thin, chlory, sticky for your sweetness. So you can sort of almost give a textural feel for the style.
Yes, yeah, the whole texture thing comes in. It's quite this idea of balance. Okay, it's high acid, but it's balanced by having
lots of fruit or
lots of sweetness or whatever.
Yeah.
And you can also bring in things like the characters of the tannins there.
Mm.
So something like an Aussie Cabernet might be actually very high tannin, but they're very soft and velvety in texture.
Mm.
Whereas a Cabernet Franc from the Loire might be technically lower tannin,
quite grippy.
But boy, do they show.
Yeah.
Because you haven't got the body and the weight
or the ripeness
to balance them out.
Because tannins, they clump together, and as they clump together, they get softer and more rounded as well. So as a wine ages, you can still have quite high tannins, but they're not as astringent. The astringency backs off. Because tannins, this is probably a good chance to talk about, because I think the tannins is two components. There's the actual physical astringency that you can get from the tannins, which you don't get too often with red wines, but you then get the drying sensation as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they're almost two completely different components to tannins. One is like the astringency you get in coffee, and one is the drying textural feel.
Yes. And I say you do get things like the Loire reds. You do get, sometimes you get that quite aggressive tannin, or red vignes verts. If you've ever had red vignes verts, not many people try it twice.
Okay,
but that, you know, the tannins there can be really very, very hard, very aggressive.
Yeah.
Although technically, you know, probably if you were to analyse them, lower than you would have in a lot of other red wines.
Well, because the acidity is sitting.
You've got high acids. They're lean, underripe fruit.
Yeah.
High-trained shaded vines. So.
Okay, you mentioned alcohol is probably the the big thing that's added to the level three over the level two, and they're low, medium, minus, medium, medium, high, medium plus and high. How do you? I can work out the alcohol level to about half a degree reasonably reliably, but I'm terrible at saying if it's low, medium or high. So in the end, what I've landed up doing is go, well, I say high is this number of alcohol units, or ABV, and I can accurately say what number of ABV is. But sometimes you get wines that are, you taste them and they're 12.5, say 13%, and you know it's somewhere between 12.5, 13. So you know that I would classically call that sort of a medium alcohol. But the alcohol can be quite hot.
Quite hot, yeah. Which is why the trust never says assess the exact alcohol, because so many other things go on that will affect whether or not you get that right. In fact, a lot of winemakers will tell you that they can't actually assess the alcohol level that precisely. But yeah, if it tastes hot, and yeah, alcohol is a warming sensation in the mouth. But think of drinking neat scotch or whatever. Obviously, the higher it is, the hotter the wine is. I have to say I tend to avoid the medium plus and medium minus on alcohol and stick to low, medium and high.
And if your examiner is like me, they'll give you, if it's high, they'll go high, medium plus.
Absolutely, yes. So you're going to get the... I mean, all examiners do that. Yeah. You know, we're allowed to, so we do.
Yeah, yeah.
So low would be something like a classic German wine, you know, the old 7, 8, 9% Rieslings. High, well, I had a Zin earlier on today. It was, actually said on the label it's 14.9%. So it's probably higher than that.
Yeah, I bet he's trying to stay under a 15% tax threshold.
Yes. As the importer's label said 14.5.
Yeah.
Because obviously you're not allowed 14.9 as a figure.
Yeah.
But alcohol levels are going up.
Yeah.
You know, it's when I joined the trade, Chateau Neuf du Pape was considered high alcohol because it was nearly always 12.5.
Oh, 12.5, oh my gosh.
Sometimes 13.
Yeah.
That was considered high.
Yeah.
Now, 13 is average.
Yeah. So alcohols can be a bit tricky. I suppose one of the things to think about, though, is if you're swirling the glass and you're seeing legs, then you really should be starting off at around the medium point.
Medium plus to high, yes.
Medium or medium plus?
Well, I think if you're getting obvious legs, I'm going to go sort of medium plus to high, normally.
Yeah.
Assuming, of course, we've got a dry wine.
Yeah, yeah.
No, if you've got sweetness, then that also gives you legs.
Yeah, yeah.
But...
So I've sort of said medium is 12 to 13%.
Yes.
And you can get legs at 12.5% to 13. So
you can, but not so obviously as if they're 14.
So subtle legs.
Yeah. And, you know, there are other clues as well. If you've got a really deep coloured red, the chances are it's going to be a warm climate, high alcohol wine as well. But there are exceptions to that, like, you know, some Loire Cabernets are quite deep, but generally.
So, and the mechanism there is deep colour because you've got a lot of heat. The grapes are responding to the heat by thickening the skin, which gives you a lot of colour, anthocyan, which means you get the deep colour, so therefore it's going to be a hot climate.
Yes, the hot climate gives you more sugars and therefore higher alcohols.
Higher alcohols, yeah, exactly. Okay, so there is a nice relationship there. So if you do see a deep coloured wine, you're not really going to think it's going to be a light. And that's probably one of the reasons.
Unless you have... Red Vignivert.
That might be why some people like these deep coloured wines, because that's an indication of the alcohol. You know, like reading about the Robert Parker point system where he gives points on colour, but really he sounds like he's giving points on alcohol levels.
Well, he's looking at the colour, but yes, he's looking at ripeness and richness, really. And there are of course people who buy wine based on alcohol level.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't mean
I got a mate used to when he's a student, he used to buy sherry based on the ABV because he worked out the
pounds per unit. That's fortified British wine was the stuff.
Yeah. Okay, no, that's good. Now, body, we didn't really cover body, but I find body really hard because all the other measurements I can give people, you know, if you see this colour or you see this or you do this, you can give them a reference point. But body's quite hard. And I end up constantly referring back to water as a reference medium. Is it heavier than water? Is it lighter than water? But I really struggle. And in the end, I landed up with my groups. I say body is a function of alcohol and mainly alcohol, sugar, is the next most important giver to body. Flavor, intensity, tannin grip, and then the things that take away body are astringency from tannins and acidity.
Acidity, yeah.
And if you're saying the wine's high in alcohol with lots of tannins, then you can't, you've got to be going near full body.
You're not likely to be saying light bodied quite.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you can use, you can work out body from your previous answers and then put it in your mouth and just see if that makes sense.
It makes sense. Yeah. The other way of working that a lot of people use is thinking about milk.
Milk, okay.
Skim milk, semi-skim milk, and full cream milk.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So fully skimmed, you know, the red label,
yeah,
which is basically just like white coloured water.
Yeah.
No body at all, so that's your light bodied wine. Medium body is the semi skimmed. And then sort of proper full on high cholesterol stuff is our full body. And it is a textural thing. And yes, it's related to alcohol, but there are wines that are relatively high in alcohol that are still quite light bodied.
If you've got enough acidity, because the acidity robs the wine
of
body.
Yeah.
So you'd have to have a very high acid wine that's also high in alcohol.
Yeah, so you can have something like a very ripe New Zealand Sauvignon, which is not full-bodied. You know, Sauvignon isn't like that. Sauvignon's a quaffing
Well, sometimes
wine.
They can be. I've seen Sauvignons that I would class as king. No, well,
not
necessarily full-bodied. Not
full-bodied. Yeah, they're fuller than others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's body. So milk, that's quite a good one, isn't it, milk?
I think milk works quite well.
Yeah, because you can actually experience it. And it's a lot more graduated than what I was using, so I like that. And then flavor intensity, we talked about earlier. I generally say light, no flavor or barely notice a flavor. Full-bodied is really loads and loads of flavor. But what do you go for the middle bit? How do you define that middle section?
Well, again, it's one of those things that comes with lots of practice, which is what these courses are all about, of course.
Yeah. It's got to be example-led.
Really, it's got to be example-led on that, yes. It's
a shame. Yeah, okay. And then flavor characteristics we've talked about.
But just don't forget to put them in again in the exam.
Yeah. Is there any real differences in the flavour characteristics between level 2 and level 3? We didn't do them exhaustively.
Not really, no. As we said...
Well, we did talk about oxidative aromas, which we didn't really touch on. We touched a wee bit about...
We touched on nuttiness.
Nuttiness, but coffee, toffee, caramel, they're all quite oxidative.
All oxidative, yeah. Mostly come into fortified wines, of course.
Although, I've had a lot of Chardonnays that have got... toffee flavours.
Bit of toffee flavours, yeah. There's a touch of oxidation there, but not not major.
You know, Felton Road in New Zealand, the very top Pinot Noir, they've got a Chardonnay that's very toffee on the nose. It just is toffee. Bang.
Okay.
My wife loves it. You know, she's like, I think this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. And then the finish, again, same sort of things. Other observations, pétillance, fizzo. Have you ever had an exam where you've been had to supply a sparkling wine for the exam or a fortified?
In a fortified, yes.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they have happened. I think I'm right in saying they don't happen now.
Because there was a questionnaire that went around to all the APPs saying, do you think we should remove fortified from the exam requirement as a tasting? So it must still be there, but...
Yeah, because I say that because there was something from somebody in the office a little while ago, about a year ago, or maybe two, saying they'd taken out deliberately oxidized on development because it was unlikely to be... needed in the exam. Of course, deliberately oxidized mostly works for sherries and tawny ports and Madeiras.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it's been a long time since I've seen a fortified wine in the exam. And I have never seen a sparkling wine in the exam.
Really?
Diploma, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But not at...
Okay, so often with the main thing with sparkling wines anyway is just to comment about the bubbles themselves.
Yes.
And what I could work out, because I remember I actually skipped the diploma sparkling wine when they were talking about mousse, and I've always struggled with it ever since. I was late, and they'd finished talking about it, and then they were tasting them. But the level 3, you've got delicate, creamy, and aggressive mousse, and I would have thought everything's creamy, is it?
If you have something like a Prosecco.
A Spumante.
Even the proper Spumante ones, their mousse is much more, if you like, moussey, as in, you know, angel delight, sort of dessert type of soft mousse. So I would put that down as delicate. On the other hand, you get something like some carvers, the cheaper carvers, have actually quite an aggressive, hard fizz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So rather like the difference between, say, Badoil water and Perrier water.
I'm not a water connoisseur.
Perrier water is fizzier. You know, it's just more aggressive bubbles somehow than Badoit, which is much softer sparkle.
Okay.
So there are differences there, but but creamy is the sort of default position to be in, yeah. And then work out why you should be somewhere else. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. And even if you aren't creamy, you'll probably get to selection or two anyway.
Yes.
So you're never going to get aggressive and delicate at the same time. So creamy is probably, the safe bet.
Bear in mind what we said, it's unlikely to actually happen. But
yeah. And the other one that you need to worry about is fortified alcohol levels, because they've got a different alcohol range for fortified,
yes.
Haven't they?
So yes.
What, do you remember what that is? Or?
So it's, 15, basically something like a Fino or a Vin du Naturel Muscat or something at 15 would be fortified to a low level.
Mm-hmm.
Amontillado's,
yeah, 18%.
Sort of 17-18%,
yeah,
medium level, and then port the old Olorosos and things at 20% would be high level. You've only got a small scale; it only goes from 15 to 22,
yeah,
anyway, and 22 is pretty unusual.
If it's a port, then it's probably going to be full high for, yes, a fortified.
Yes.
If it's a sherry, you're either medium or low, really, aren't you?
Well, it could be. If it's an old Oloroso, it could be 20. So sherry covers all bases. Madeira would be sort of medium to high.
Yeah.
And port is always going to be high. 19.5 or 20. You know, that's what they do. They don't make it anything
else.
Yeah,
exactly. So